Eddie Mair on LBC.
Driving you home with Confused.com. The clear way to compare car insurance.
It's 10 to 5. Something important has changed today for President Donald Trump. Since he took office, he's had his own Republican Party in the majority in the two houses of Congress. As of today, he doesn't. And what that means for America, for the world, and for the next US presidential election is anyone's guess. Reporting live for LBC, our US correspondent Simon Marks.
Eddie, it is a big day here in Washington, D.C., the day Democrats finally get their hands on at least one lever of power in what has been Republican-dominated Washington since Donald Trump's 2016 election victory. Starting now, it's his opponents who will control the House of Representatives. And while the president can count on a slightly increased majority in the Senate, he needs the support of both houses to get anything meaningful done. The breed of often young, often female, often non-white Democrats now coming to Washington are not coming here to help make his presidency work. They want to block him, confound him, investigate him, and perhaps even launch an impeachment process that one day might escort him out of office. Their leader is Nancy Pelosi, the incoming Speaker of the House of Representatives. She told NBC earlier today she doesn't buy the conventional view that a president of the United States cannot face criminal prosecution.
And that is not the law. Everything indicates that a president can be indicted after he is no longer president of the United States.
What about a sitting president?
Well, a sitting president when he's no longer president of the United States.
A president who is in office. Right. Could Robert Mueller come back and say, I am seeking an indictment?
I think that that is an open discussion.
She danced around it a bit there, but she eventually reached her conclusion. And if that is a taste of things to come, the government shutdown is a taste of things right now. Take a wander around the White House and you'll find rubbish bins overflowing with trash. There are no refuse workers on the clock to clear them. Want to visit the pandas at Washington's National Zoo? You're out of luck. They're munching bamboo shoots out of the gaze of the public. The zoo's gates are now firmly closed. The zookeepers and hundreds of thousands of other furloughed federal workers are wondering how much longer this will all go on. The president says he won't back down over his demand that Congress must fund the wall he wants to build along the U.S. border with Mexico in exchange for the government reopening.
Could be a long time, and it could be quickly. Could be a long time. It's too important a subject to walk away from. I was here on Christmas evening. I was all by myself in the White House. It's a big, big house. Except for all the guys out on the lawn with machine guns. Nicest machine guns I've ever seen.
He could get much lonelier in that big old house. Democrats see today as the start of a new chapter in Washington political history. A chapter that will soon become dominated by conversations about next year's presidential election. And whether Donald Trump is going to run for re-election, or Eddie, whether the various investigations entangling him will have him all tied up in knots by then.
Simon Marks reporting for LBC live from Washington.